Good morning, I'm Rick Worthington. All this week on A Closer Look, 670 KBOI is looking back at the 2015 legislative session here in Idaho. And today we're examining some of those bigger bills that failed to become law. We'll start with the U.S. Constitution that says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So does that mean people have the right to carry concealed weapons without a permit? That was the point of House Bill 89, the so-called Constitutional Carry Bill. 670 KBOI's Jay Howe reports.
The Idaho Second Amendment Alliance has pushed for the legislation for 2 years now. Spokesman and President Greg Pruitt argued criminals are already carrying concealed weapons without permits, so why should law-abiding citizens have to get permission to exercise their constitutional right? Idaho's colleges and universities responded that it would cost millions to upgrade security, and other opponents worried that other states would cancel reciprocity agreements with Idaho. In the end, the bill withered and died committee. Jay Howell, 670 KBOI News.
Idaho Fish and Game had high hopes for a bill during the 2015 legislative session. 670 KBOI's Caitlin Bloom on that story.
It would have allowed them to increase the price for a hunting or fishing license. But if you buy a license each year, then it would stay the same price. It would have been the first price increase in 10 years. And Fish and Game predicted it would have brought in $1 million in revenue. The bill ended up getting held in a committee, and there it stayed. Caitlin Bloom, 670 KBOI News.
And the next bill may have been the most controversial of the entire session. A bill that would have added the words sexual orientation and gender identity to the state's Human Rights Act. The Add the Words bill saw some of the most heated and emotional testimony of the 2015 legislative session, with hundreds signing up to speak, like this woman.
I don't use public restrooms. I cannot change in a locker room. And I rarely go out with friends. I'm also no longer welcome at my church because of who I am.
But the bill did change some of the hearts of committee members.
I know that from this point on, forever, I will be kinder and I will be more compassionate to those who bear a heavy burden.
In the end game, Idaho's House State Affairs Committee voted along party lines 13-4 to defeat the Add the Words bill. But that hasn't quite been the end of it. Supporters of the bill have staged several silent and nonviolent protests, resulting in a number of arrests, and vow to bring the bill back for the next session. That'll do it for A Closer Look today. Join us tomorrow, though, on A Closer Look as we look back at the bills that the governor vetoed. I'm Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.